I'm Liz Gunn, and I'm going to voice this message from Japan to the world. It is partly so that other women will join me in taking in this information. So I wanted it to be from this man to the men and from my voice to the women, and to make it easy to understand in English. This is such an important and brave message that I'm about to read. We'll put the full message from the Japanese professor at the end of this piece. It's such a brave message and so important, and explains so much with logic and calm and rationality, that I have decided to read the message, and then you can see what the professor is saying at the end of this piece. It is crucial we get his message around the world in whatever way we can. Here it is. He begins by saying, "Thank you very much for giving me this valuable opportunity to send my message about human rights abuse in the time of COVID-19. He says his name is Masayasu Inui, Professor Emeritus of Osaka City University Medical School. His specialty is molecular pathology and medicine. And here is his full message. The pandemic was used as a false pretext by the World Health Organization to drive vaccinations of all peoples in the world. A plan was set up to shorten the time to develop vaccines, which usually takes longer than 10 years, to shorten it to less than 1 year. Operation Warp Speed. This operation was used to cover up the misconceptions of the genetic vaccines. Under the pretext of saving time, an extremely dangerous method was selected. That is, intramuscular injection of viral genes to produce toxic spike proteins directly into human tissues to stimulate the immune system. Because this is a completely new method and misconceived method that has never been applied before in human history, it is impossible, therefore, for most doctors to give proper informed consent. However, due to irresponsible government and media campaigns to promote vaccines, 80% of the Japanese have been vaccinated. Now, this Japanese professor is applying it to his home country of Japan. We can apply it to New Zealand. If you're from any other country, you can apply it in your own land. He continues by saying, unfortunately, 7 shots have been done so far. This is the most and worst in the world. And the result was the induction of the terrible drug-induced injury that has never been seen in human history before. This professor says he believes that the fraudulent use of the experimental gene therapy into healthy people, particularly into healthy children, is an extreme violation of human rights. However, Kaizo Takimi, the Japanese Minister of Health, Labour and Welfare, has been insisting that there is no serious concern about the injury caused by genetic vaccines. And without learning from the current situation of injured patients, they plan to construct a new vaccine production system in preparation for the next pandemic. This is an unbelievable and crazy situation. The Japanese government is the first in the world to approve a new type of vaccine called self-replication replicon vaccine, and it plans to start to supply it in this autumn and winter. The Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry is providing a huge amount of subsidies for this project, and factories to produce new vaccines are being built one after another in Japan. This professor has visited these factories directly. Furthermore, he says the Japanese government is currently soliciting large-scale clinical trials worth $900 million from pharmaceutical companies that are taking on the challenge of developing vaccines to prepare for the next pandemic by disease X proposed during the Davos conference this year. It is speculated that the movement by the Japanese government is part of CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations 100 Days Mission, which aims to shorten the time to one-third of Operation Warp Speed. Namely, they are trying to shorten the vaccine business cycle by developing a vaccine in hundreds of days. This is possible only by ignoring the human rights perspective. Amendments to the WHO, the World Health Organization, the International Health Regulation, IHR, and the so-called Pandemic Treaty, which are about to be adopted at the 77th World Health Assembly this year, 2024, are attempting to give rationality and legally binding force to such unscientific and dangerous, crazy plans. If such things continue, there is high risk that Japan-made vaccines will be exported under the guise of false trust. If Japan were to become a vaccine perpetrator, it would leave irreparable harm to future generations. Therefore, the actions of the Japanese government must be stopped by international collaborations. Although it has already been 3 years since this professor started to give lectures to educate Japanese people about the dangers of vaccines, it's still difficult to penetrate through the sound barriers of mainstream media. He says, if we tell the truth about vaccines on YouTube, that is deleted within a day. The reality is that we are facing censorship and speech suppression almost every day. This professor then alludes to a book that has the title Withdraw from the World Health Organization. He says it's difficult to stop this movement because it is now politically hopeless to change the situation of the Japanese government. And that applies to all world governments, as we know, that are sold out to the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the WHO. So he goes on to say, the message I would like to cover is to convey to the world that when disease X occurs in the future, you should never trust the Japanese-made vaccine that was developed in a short period of time in order to protect human rights in cases of control that transcend national boundaries. He says, I believe that sharing the truth is so important and that this is a step towards unity and solidarity. Only through the process of information exchange among all countries in the world can we find hope in the midst of despair. I do hope, he says, that my statement will help all of you to protect your healthy life and your family. And then he finishes by saying, thank you very much for your attention. I would add one thing to this message, please. Share this brave Japanese professor's message everywhere you can. It is only in sharing the truth that the truth will set humanity free from the lying puppet governments who have collapsed into the agendas, particularly Agenda 2030, the agendas of the United Nations, the World Health Organization run by the Gates Foundation, and the World Economic Forum, which are doing so much damage to humanity across the world. Please share this man's message.
Thank you very much for giving me this valuable opportunity to send my message about a human rights abuse in the time of COVID-19. My name is Masayasu Inoue, Professor Emeritus of Osaka City University Medical School. My specialty is molecular pathology and medicine. The pandemic was used as a false pretext by the WHO to drive vaccinations of all peoples in the world. A plan was set up to shorten the time to develop vaccines, which usually takes longer than 10 years. To less than 1 year, Operation Warp Speed. This operation was used to cover up the misconception of the genetic vaccines under the pretext of saving time, an extremely dangerous method was selected, that is, intramuscular injection of viral genes to produce toxic spike proteins directly in human tissues to stimulate immune system. Because this is a completely new method and misconception method that has never applied before in human history, it is impossible, therefore, for most of doctors to give proper informed consent. However, due to irresponsible government and media campaigns to promote vaccines, 80% of the Japanese has been vaccinated, unfortunately. Seven shots have been done so far. This is the most and worst in the world, and the result was the induction of the terrible drug-induced injury that has never seen in human history. I believe that the fraudulent use of experimental gene therapy to healthy people, particularly to healthy children, is an extreme violation of human rights. However, Keizo Takemi, Japanese Minister of Health, Labor and Welfare, has been insisting that there is no serious concern about the injury caused by genetic vaccines. And without learning from the current situation of injured patients, they plan to construct a new vaccine production system in preparation for the next pandemic. This is an unbelievable, crazy situation. The Japanese government is the first in the world to approve a new type of vaccine called self-replication replicon vaccine and plans to start to supply it in this fall and winter. The Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry is providing a huge amount of subsidies for this project, and factories to produce new vaccines are being built one after another in Japan. I visited these factories directly. Furthermore, the Japanese government is currently soliciting large-scale clinical trials worth $900 million from pharmaceutical companies that are taking on the challenge of developing vaccines to prepare for the next pandemic by Disease X, proposed during the Davos conference this year. It is speculated that the movement by the Japanese government is part of CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, 100 Days Mission, which aims to shorten the time to one-third of Operation Warp Speed. Namely, they are trying to shorten the vaccine business cycle by developing a vaccine in 100 days. This is possible only by ignoring the human right perspective. Amendments to the WHO's International Health Regulation, IHR, and the so-called Pandemic Treaty, which are about to be adopted at the 77th World Health Assembly this year, are attempting to give rationality and legal binding force to such unscientific and dangerous crazy plans. If such things continue, there is high risk that Japan-made vaccines will be exported under the guise for first trust. If Japan were to become a
wer Petreta, it would leave irreparable harm to future generations. Therefore, the actions of Japanese government must be stopped by international collaborations. Although it has already been 3 years since I started to give lectures to educate Japanese people about the dangers of vaccines, it is still difficult to penetrate through the sound barriers of mainstream media. If we tell the truth about vaccines on YouTube, it is deleted within a day. The reality is that we are facing censorship and speech suppression almost every day. Therefore, I put my hope in the publication of a book, which is the last version of speech, and publish the book with the title Withdrawn from WHO. It is difficult to stop this movement because it is now politically hopeless to change the situation of the Japanese government. The message I would like to convey to the world is that when disease X occurs in the future, you should never trust the Japan-made vaccine that was developed in a short period of time. In order to protect human rights in cases of control that transcend national boundaries, I believe that sharing the truth and countries is so important, and that this is a step towards unity and solidarity. Only through the process of information exchange between all countries in the world, we can find hope in the midst of despair. I do hope that my statement will help all of you to protect your healthy life and your family. Thank you very much for your attention.